Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah. Beautiful song done by Gospel Echoes Crossroad team titled "God Can Do It Again." I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome back. And here's God's word for the 27th day in March 2024. That same God will do it again. Amen. The theme scripture is taken from Galatians chapter 2 verse 8 from the NLT. It says, "For the same God who walked through Peter as the apostle to the Jews also worked through me as the apostle to the Gentiles." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for life. We're grateful for a beautiful day that you have made. We are grateful also for health and strength, for waking us into this beautiful morning. And oh God, for your word that you have sent to us. We receive your word with grateful hearts and ask that you bless your word in our hearts with understanding and the requisite grace to do accordingly. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the reasons why God was not pleased with the children of Israel during their journey from Egypt to the Promised Land was because they were quick to forget the previous miracles of God. When the plagues
devastated Egypt, Goshen was exempted, and the people of God were treated with undoubted preference. When the firstborn of all Egyptians died on the ninth of the Passover, no Israelite lost their firstborn. However, when they got to the Red Sea and saw stiff-necked Pharaoh and his soldiers pursuing after them, they quickly forgot the miracles God did for them a few days earlier. They complained and began to threaten Moses, the man of God. Without any regard for their unknowing complaints, God told Moses what to do to divide the Red Sea for his people to walk through on dry ground. Before their very eyes, they saw how the Egyptians drowned in the same deep that ferried them through safety on the other side, and they composed a song of praise to eulogize the God of miracles. However, a few days after, they ran out of drinking water, and instead of them to trust the God who did all the previous miracles to show up for them, they resorted to their default response of complaining and murmuring. This pattern trailed their journey until their determined unbelief provoked God to wipe away that generation, sparing only Caleb and Joshua. In Psalms chapter 78, verses 41 to 43, the psalmist recounted it thus: "Again and again they tested God and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember His power, the day He redeemed them from the adversary, when He performed His signs in Egypt and His wonders in the fields of Zoan, where Pharaoh resided." Beloved, it is easy for us from a vantage position to criticize the children of Israel for their unbelief without knowing that many of us are equally guilty of their type of unbelief. Many of us have experienced the miracles of God in one way or another, but when faced with new challenges, we seem to have forgotten that the same God who helped us before is still alive and well. How many times have you murmured and complained about an unpleasant experience or development in your space, even after you might have benefited from the miracles on the miracle working power of God? Beloved, today's devotional seeks to remind us that the same God who healed you of that infirmity can also heal you of this one as well. The same God who delivered you from those deadly arrows of the adversary can give you that long-desired breakthrough. The same God who healed your neighbor of that incurable disease can also heal you of cancer. In other words, it is not about the challenge. It is about your faith in the insuperability of God. There is nothing that God cannot do if you can only allow your faith to commit His integrity. Therefore, stop the fear and believe in hope, even when it is against hope, because God we serve cannot be limited by your circumstance or situation. That same God who did it before is still willing and able to do it again. Shalom. Amen. Let us pray. Believers, you may say after me: Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me for the many times I have doubted your ability, love, and willingness to help me again. Despite all your past solicited and unsolicited interventions in my life, I am restfully assured that you will keep coming through for me again and again, irrespective of the situation, condition, or circumstance. In Jesus' name, and we all say amen.
Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God. This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Pawhucket River State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokota, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is BJ Vavasor singing, He'll Do It Again. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, Alex Afamifine. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you. Take care.
and he knows how you're hurting, and he knows just how, oh, how your heart has been broken too. But he's the God of the stars, the sun and the seas, and he is your father. If he can calm the storms, he can find some way to fix this for you.
He'll do it again.
You do it again.
Yes.